This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report on a Monday afternoon. Let's check in on the weather forecast. John Davis is with us in Chicago, Illinois, there at Chesapeake Energy. Good afternoon to you, John.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Oh, I want more of today. More todays. Can you bring those to me?
There will be more and more, yes, from this point on.
Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah, but you know, that's not really much of a weather forecast, I have to tell you.
But it does look like certainly things are easing. And you know, April, which has been, of course, one of the coldest and wettest Aprils we've ever had across the Midwest, it does look like things are easing as we round out the month and go into the early portion of May. So the types of days that we're having here right now, we certainly are going to see a quick acceleration of those types of days the end of this month and into the early portion of May, yes.
Probably need two things. Rain to shut off in parts of the Midwest. I think that may happen.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is we need a bit warmer temperatures. Actually, we need a lot warmer temperatures, at least at night. What do you think?
Sure. Well, certainly those two features are correlated. And when you do tend, especially at this time of year, do tend to dry things out and have less rainfall across the Midwest, you inherently tend to warm temperatures just because at this time of year with the higher sun angle and the longer days, you certainly have a lot more radiation or heat at that time of the year. So especially this time of year, that's pretty highly correlated. And as we do begin to ease the pattern and go into a drier pattern, temperatures also will be on the warmer side.
All right. Then if you look a little further out and give us kind of a forecast, please.
Well, from a forecast standpoint, you know, overall, we will have another rain system in the short term this week, you know, with good rains coming in, another cold shot. But then after that, by the weekend and next week, looks like we will have about a seven-day stretch of fair, dry conditions across the bulk of the Midwest. That's the longest stretch of open weather or dry weather that we've had in a very long time across the belt. And it looks like as we go into the early portion of May, again, no sign of any kind of a huge return to very heavy rains and certainly a warmer pattern in general.
Have you looked at China to see how they're starting their growing season?
Yeah, they've had some issues up to this point, and mainly the issues have been with cold temperatures, kind of much like the Midwest. They, too, will be easing their pattern upcoming, and it looks like their cold pattern will tend to break as we go through the next week or two. So improving situation in China as well.
Hey, John, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
John Davis is with Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Monday afternoon. A few people to thank who've dialed in their pledge of financial support at 217-244. 49455. Hopefully you will join them soon. Chuck and Rennie Ehler. Thanks, Chuck and Rennie, from right here in Champaign County, have dialed in. Alan Herbst has dialed in as well. They called 217-244-9455. Or they may have gone online and pledged at willag.org up in the top of the webpage there. I think you'll find that pledge button. However you do it, it's important to us, it's important to you, and it's just the right thing to do. Pledge your financial support. This is public radio, and it's supported by you. About 40% of our budget comes from you, and it also comes from the folks like the business people who have pledged $3,700 to our pot if we hear from 150 of you. Now, we've got about 10% of that done as of this afternoon, maybe more by now. Hopefully, we'll get 20% of it done, but we need you to call in at 217-244-9455. Have a great afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason.